Hello and welcome to a fresh and new episode of My African Moves. Your host here, Ken and Mercy.
Today we have a special guest, Adewarin Logozori. He's one of the youngest Ghanaian entrepreneurs who is into coconut selling, a completely male-dominated field in Ghana. She's the founder and manager of Wazuri Ghana Limited, a company that produces and sells coconut in large scale. We are very honored to have her today. And she is our first guest to our African Moves podcast. Please stay tuned and listen to her story, how she started. She succeeded to move from one business model to another. It's a very interesting story and how she is building this coconut empire.
My name is Mercy.
And I'm Ken.
We have practiced to pronounce your name, Adewarin. I got that right?
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher your name.
Adewarin. Adewarin.
Okay.
With a bit of an accent. Adewarin.
Exactly.
Is it okay if we call you Zuri?
No, yeah, that's okay. That's okay with me. Yeah, that's okay.
I get called the ice cream name. People call me Nelwa. So they call me the name of the ice cream I make. So I kind of like, okay, so that's my name, cool. And then it's very close people to me and they'll call you Nelwa. I'm like, you don't know my name? Okay.
Right.
So I guess people call you Zuri so many times. All right. So now I guess we'll leave for you to tell us. Can you hear us properly?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. So let's briefly just kind of tell us a little about yourself.
Okay. So I'm into the marketing of fresh coconuts. So we do events, we do hotels, we do home deliveries as well, and then we have street sales of fresh coconuts. Yeah. So that's what we do at Zuri Coconuts.
Okay. So how long have you been in business? 2016, or was it before then?
So I started in the year 2013, my second year in the university when I started.
Okay, you started at the university, I read, is that true?
Entering into level 200 just about that time. Yeah, because I've been 2012. So I went semester into the first semester of level 200. That's when I started my business.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Why coconuts? Why did you choose coconuts?
Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur. I started with, selling of bags of water. Then from there, I generated into selling fabric. That's textiles, okay? So after doing these two businesses, I realized I needed something else to do, something much bigger, something because these things were just sell, get my profit, put the capital back, get some profit, but there wasn't any value addition. There wasn't anything more to just selling and buying and selling. Okay, so I needed something that would add value to what I'm doing. No, so I was thinking through, trying to figure out something. In school, I went out. So when we're buying the food, we saw a coconut stand, and personally, I'm a lover of coconut. So I just told them, oh, let's go grab some coconuts before we start eating our food. Okay, so they were like, okay, no problem. Let's go. So we got there. So we bought the coconuts, and then as we're drinking, we got interactive with the seller. So we had an interesting discussion, and then he made mention of he being having a diploma. Diploma certificate, so I got interested in it. So why are you selling coconuts? And just for the livelihood. And I said, okay, so you could help me with some proposal writing on a different project. So he asked me, we exchanged contacts and then later on.
Go ahead, you had something else you want to ask? Go ahead. So I think she had a question.
The guy who was selling coconut water outside the university was the one help you with the proposal?
So before the coconuts, you know, I was looking for something to do. So I chanced on my daddy's NGO. Okay, I chanced on my daddy's NGO and then I decided, I said, okay, then let me work around it and see how best we could revive the NGO. So it required me to write proposals and all that. And I didn't have knowledge on proposal writing and all that. So when he made mention of he being having a diploma as well as having experience in working with NGOs, I just took it as an opportunity to help me, you know, write the proposals I need to be able to get the necessary funding and things for the NGO to revive. So he asked for some documents and then I made it available to him the following day. So on conversation, he made mention that coconut is a good business and we would be able to generate some capital from the coconut and make it the business aspect of the NGO. When he said that, immediately I got interested and then I asked him, so what does it take to get this coconut thing running? We needed a truck, we needed 5,000 CDs, that's about $2,000, that's about $2,000 and all that. So I made it and I told him this amount of money, I wouldn't be able to come across it because I was only like level 200 or so. And that was a lot of money for me at that time. So I asked him, what's the best way we could start it? He just drove me home, gave me some coconuts, and that was it. But it kept ringing in my head, how can I go about it? I went to the market. I saw a lot of people sell Wakra. Pertaining to this information I had gathered, I think I was ready because I had some monies from the war. So I just informed my daddy that this is the business I've chanced upon and I wanted to embark on it.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So yeah, we're here. So yeah. Where do you get your coconuts from? Do you have like a coconut farm or you buy them strictly from farmers? How do you source your coconuts to sell?
We get our coconuts from what you are saying, Sweblo in Sawam. These are the three major areas that we get our coconuts from.
Okay, so everyone knows who's listening, you're in Ghana, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what part of Ghana is that located? Like, okay, from Accra, how far is that from Accra?
Okay, so from Accra to the central region, let's say an hour, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, an hour, 20 minutes. An hour, 20 minutes, yeah, you should be able to get there.
So I wanted to ask you to know more about your hustle. Since you started 2013 and I started at the same time in 2013, so what is it that has kept you going all this time? And how do you deal with farmers, like the ones that you buy the coconuts from? Are they always reliable? Do they always deliver the amount they promise? Or how does that work out? How is your relationship with them?
So over the period, we've gone into various, let me say, on looking at the value chain of coconuts, we've gone through the various sectors. That's from wholesaling, because the initial idea was to wholesale the coconuts. So we started with the wholesaling and realized that with the wholesaling, it was something that was good. It was just like buying and selling. So what can we do next to be able to add value to it? Because the main reason of going into the business is to be able to add value and see how best we could make the coconuts be something at the end of the day that can easily be consumed. Looking at this bulky nature and all that. So we started from wholesaling, then we went into retailing. Retailing in the sense that I had boys who used to go around in town selling coconuts. So there's coconuts on wheelbarrows and they were selling. After some time, I also realized that wasn't sustainable enough for me because of the challenges that we were facing. So then we entered into events where we wanted to encourage people to be able to live healthy and all that. So aside the normal drinks and then beverages that are being available during events like funerals, weddings, engagements, and then any form of gatherings. We are able to put coconut there to be able to also ensure that the people are also living healthy. So we went into events and also realized that that was not also enough. It was still the same bulkiness that was being transferred from one point to the other. So we then decided to start putting the water into cups, branded disposable cups, to sell. And that also went, we had, we supplied Stanbic Bank, all their branches in Accra and Tema, for one of their health programs, the same as Barclays Bank, and then a few banks, you know. So from 2013 to date, I believe we have progressed from just selling, from wholesaling coconuts to bottling coconut water, which is being sold on the streets, which is being sold to individuals at home, which is being sold to people at offices, depending on the events they have and all that. So yes, from the period of 2013 to
2020. That's quite a business development, like from where you started to where you are. Every time you do it, you do one model and you see it's not sustainable. You move to another model, you move to another model until you get to the model that works. I guess that's how you do things in Africa. You might think this model might work, and then you change it until you get the one that works and that engages well with your community. So that's really good work. Well done. So we wanted to know, what is your African move?
Thank you.
If someone wanted to know, what is that Adewori Muzuri has done that, you know, is that one unique thing that she has done, and we can call it my African move is?
I would say I unraveled the value of coconut in Ghana. Let me say so, because the reason being that as at the time I started my coconut business, it was in the hands of those who sold on the street. These are boys who have coconut plantation in their hometowns, and then they saw the need that, oh, if they brought the coconut to Accra, they would be able to sell and make some money out of it. But looking at the time we started, that was when coconut was really introduced. Coconut was introduced on the streets. Prior to 2013, you would buy, but it's like once in every 6 months, once every 3 months. There wasn't consistency. Even if there was consistency, they weren't having it at events, they weren't having it in their homes, they weren't having it. Okay, so I'm saying that I unraveled value addition of coconut.
Okay, so one thing I was curious about, I know your father is a physician. How did your family accept you going into this business of selling coconuts? Were they supportive of your decision to start your own business?
Okay, so my dad didn't really have a problem with it, because he felt that's what I wanted to do, and it was making sense to me, fine. But my mom on the other side, I didn't see the essence of what I was doing, because she has that believed in, after school you should get this a white collar job and you'll be good to go and all that, you know. So after some time, when they realized what I was doing, and then the impact and the assistance that it was bringing to the boys on the streets, boys who had nothing to do and all that, after seeing that she came around, and the whole family has been supportive since then.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's awesome.
So what do you feel, I mean, I know you kind of touched on it briefly in your story, but what was your biggest breakthrough with your business, you feel like a milestone that kind of, you know, you kind of curious, or you kind of remember? Any achievements that kind of stand out with your business since your start?
So, you know, the various models had their various breakthroughs, okay? In as much as the wholesaling didn't didn't bring what I expected. Even though it was doing very well because I could sell, I was selling about 7,000 to 8,000 nuts in the world, but it wasn't, that wasn't what I was looking out for. Wow. That wasn't what I was looking out for. I think that period of sell 7,000 nuts in a week, that was good. Yeah, I was saying for the breakthroughs, the various models had their various breakthroughs. You get it? So I would have to talk about it individually. When it came to the wholesaling, as I said previously, we got to a point where selling 7,000, 8,000 nuts in a week. Mm-hmm. We get it. And
yeah, absolutely.
This is something that was incredible based on how we started, where we had gotten to. When it comes to the retailing, we've had the opportunity to work with institutions like Stanbic Bank. We've been able to work with like some of the big hotels in Ghana, as well as some of these. Stanbic Bank, for instance, we supplied coconuts to all their branches in Accra and Tema for a program. The same happened to Barclays Bank, now Absa Bank, the same to Deluxe Finance, and so many things. You know, it got to a point where selling to schools as well. In a day, we're able to sell 1,000, 2,000 nuts because of the size of the students, and then the fact that we wanted students to be able to live a healthy life and at least have at least a bottle of coconut or a pot of coconut once or twice in a week to help with their nutrition and all that. So yes, but when it comes to my business, so far so good. We are looking at the best.
So if people want to reach you, how can they reach you? Do you have any social media that you can share?
So on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can find me at Zuri_coconut.
Okay.
That's my handle, Zuri_coconut.
Okay.
Yes, that's how you can reach me. And when you get there, all our contact line, our email, everything will be found there.
Okay.
I just want to add something. Yeah. We're going to call this podcast Coconut Money.
There you go.
That'll be good. That'll be good.
Girl, you're making lots of money. I took that business for granted. I'll see these men, boys selling coconuts. I'll be like, I just want one and go. But now I have ideas. So thank you. And welcome to Tanzania one day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, you've been a great guest. You were actually our first guest on our podcast.
All right, sure. I'll wait for
your invitation. Yeah. So we made history with you today. So we had a few little hiccups, but, you know, to be expected with our first episode. But, you know, I think it went well considering.
I'm glad I am.
Thank you for your time and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll be talking to you in the future.